Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look at us go! I think I would rather have Corky from Life Goes On's brain than ever be in the Kennedy family. Did you see the new announcement? RFK Jr. says, I had a worm die in my brain after it ate. Being a Kennedy brain is the worst thing you can be on this planet.
Ate part of his brain?
And it died in there.
And it died.
And doctors found it, and it's from eating food that had bacteria in it. You know how that spreads, Brady? So you get the, it's not E. coli. Our third presidential candidate who has no chance of winning, RFK Jr., family, like I've always said, what did I say? Don't get behind the RFK presidential train because I know what happens there. You're going to need wipes and Clorox bleach. There's going to be a mess. So he comes out and says, you think what happened to my uncle's brain was bad? Listen to this. His dad,
but
too.
But where it came out is kind of funny, too.
Well, I didn't see that part, but here's how you get it. Here's how, worms in your brain come from eating food that has it's got the cruddy virus stuff in it. So it's like, I don't know, there are all the diseases you can get. So then it's larva, essentially. So it goes in because it's a tainted South Asia where all this stuff happens. And you eat it, and then it goes into your tummy, and it lays tens of thousands of eggs, right? Lives in your stomach because it's a perfect breeding ground. So you're thinking, oh, it crawls around in your body. Nope. It goes out through your poo. And then when you're cleaning yourself up, if you don't, bleach your hands, it jumps onto your, and so the next time you touch your nose or your skin, it goes right in and finds a spot in your brain. Now, it is rare in the United States because we don't have the worm bug larva problem in food that they have over there in China.
Africa, South America, or Asia. Yeah. Those are the three places that he had visited.
Yeah, and where you don't eat. Like, you just don't eat food because they eat with their hands all the time. And so, so it gets right in there. So somehow or another, RFK Jr. managed to make it so he's like number one in the worst thing that can happen to your brain as a Kennedy. Because I'd rather have John and Robert's issue, even Teddy, who had brain cancer, or John Jr., whose brain just disappeared on him while he was flying a plane, got spatial, disorientation, and threw it into the water. This is the worst one, having a worm slowly eat holes in your brain.
Now let me put some realism to this thing.
It is real.
Well, yeah. This comes from a deposition Kennedy gave in his 2012. During his divorce, the second wife, Mary Richardson Kennedy. Right. He was probably trying to pay for as little as possible. He listed some cognitive issues that had diminished his earning power.
True.
One of them was the worm.
The worm in his brain.
Yeah. So, like you said, it came from possibly, they're saying, from the trips that he made to Africa, South America, Asia.
But you're saying
Kennedy's people wouldn't provide any proof.
But you're saying it could be because he's trying not to pay a bitch.
Yes.
I'll just tell her I've got worms eating my brain. That ought to get me out of this pickle.
And then his tweet afterwards.
That's right, Your Honor. I am a Kennedy with worm brain.
Protecting the Kennedy dough.
It's the worst thing that can happen to a man named Kennedy's brain. What in the world? I am not paying her. I have cognitive disorders, so she will not get a penny from me.
Lost a lot of income.
I try to write book. Can't finish the sentence. Yeah, I got a worm in my brain.
So he wasn't wiping his ass?
No.
Or washing his hands afterwards?
I love what Brett's simplicity takes from a story.
What?
Hold on. RFK Jr.'s got poopy hands.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And he's claiming that those poopy hands, I thought you said how it came out, like the worm.
Yeah.
You mean how the information came
out.
Yeah, the settlement, which is
the divorce deposition.
And when I read that, I'm like, oh, poor guy had it. Because I'm thinking Kennedy brain, it's feasible to believe a worm got in there because their brains are targets. But yes, I like your theory, Brady, that he did this just to f*** his ex over.
Then he tweets when this news came out. He offers up to, I'll eat 5 more brain worms and still beat President Trump and President Biden in a debate. Also, I feel confident of the resort, even with a six worm handicap.
Wow.
Do not, Kennedy, as your advisor in this campaign, start talking about your brain being missing. People will take you up on that. It's an American tradition. People love watching Kennedy's brains go south. Do not start tempting us with brain target jokes.
Now, the other thing that's going on with the Kennedys is Jack Schlossberg. He's the only grandson of JFK, and he's blowing up on social media pretty much for two reasons. The first, girls love, he's posing, and he's
pretty good looking guy.
Yeah. And second, he's just mocking RFK Jr.'s campaign.
Okay. Again, Kennedy's being public. I just stay out of the public eye. People love watching your heads explode. Even the worms are in on it. I do like Brady's theory, though. Hey, I'll do anything not to pay this bitch. Well, it's still, you have a worm in your brain.
You're saying you had a brain worm and it ate part of your brain.
Exactly. And I would do it again 6 times over to never pay this bitch a penny.
And that hurts your income.
I can't think straight, see?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
In favor of judgment for
I feel
Mr.
sorry
Kennedy,
for him.
He does not have to pay.
And you know what Kennedy wouldn't lie about a
money.
Brain disorder. That would be tasteless. See, I have brain problems. I should have it removed like my Uncle Jack. Kennedy brains. How do we keep talking about them? It is a tradition. It's generational. The 60s, couple of them. We saw them. We've seen the Kennedys' brains. And then Teddy, he got brain cancer. Like, God hates Kennedy brains. Stop being a Kennedy. Immediately, like that one dude, just change your name and get out of there. JFK Jr. was a handsome man, had the world, decided to take a flight, and he got brain goofy and threw it right into the earth. That's Kennedy's grandson. And he's out there shirtless. I know what's going to... If I had money... I'd put him side by side with Kennedy before the incident. I wouldn't tell anybody that. I'm the grandson of John F. Kennedy. Oh, well, I'll be right back. I'm getting out of range. I'm going to stay within 25 feet of you at all times and never closer.
Maybe that brain worm was passed down for some lack of judgments throughout the Kennedy...
Right in the middle of the divorce. This is a terrible relationship. I can't take it anymore. What are you doing? I'm going to eat piles of my own until I get worm brains. And I never going to pay you a penny.
We find out down the line that it was Teddy's testimony. The worm brain got me. I made a bad choice, a wrong turn because of the brain.
RFK Jr., that's a great defense. I'm going back over to Chappaquiddick to tell them I had that too. I used to eat my own as well, so I drove right into a water pile. What do they call those things? A lake? That's it. See? I've got something.
Innocent.
I'm very sick. I don't want to make fun of Kennedy's brains. That's just tasteless, isn't it? But I mean, they keep coming to us with stories about him. If a Kennedy ever sits across from me and says, want to hear about what happened to my brain, move back 25 feet and then just go, yes, but. I don't think Kennedy.
I'll listen to it riding in the Pope Mobile.
I am putting this bulletproof helmet on. I'm going to look like Hurt Locker hanging out with you because nothing good happens to your guys' brains. We are the Kennedys, a proud and rich tradition of having our brains seep from our heads publicly. That's weird. I read that. Yeah, Robert Kennedy had a worm in his brain. Yep. My dad had something in his brain, and his brother had something in his brain, and I am no different. What would you rather have, just to blow it up, or feces-based brain worms?
Just end it.
Yeah. And that's how dirty those countries are. You know, people get mad about Trump and stuff, but he was right when he said that there's a lot of whole countries on the planet. People get mad about that. And you know who was getting mad about it? The people from whole countries, because deep down they knew. Now, he didn't ever say a country's name.
No.
It's one of those, you know, whole countries. There's a lot of them. And people are like, hey, that's my home.
Lesser than us.
Right. Yeah. It's basically saying it's not as good as here. But people from those countries started getting mad, and he never really mentioned one. We all know where it is. The ones where they eat with their hands, and larvae and parasites get into your poop and then into your eyes, and next thing you know, you got brain worms.
Also, like he says, that was a long time ago.
He's better.
Robust physical and
have you
great
seen him?
Mental health.
Seen him with his shirt on?
Oh, yeah.
We should all be so lucky at 50, let alone 70. But anytime somebody tries to tap me for a couple of bucks, dare, brain worms. I'm doing that. Brady's going to try that at Viet Chat. $12.55, Brady.
I got brain worms and no money. Here's sauce. Nobody's going to tap me for cash. That's for sure. I'm going to have to pay how much?
This guy says, remember in Wrath of Khan, when Khan gets that worm in his ear and then dies? Was that Wrath of Khan?
He put the worms
in. He put it in the Russian dude. Oh, that's right. And then, but Khan got it. It was the Russian.
Oh, did he die of that?
I think
so.
Yeah.
It was payback?
Because the Russian guy had to go in his nose. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember one going in the ear and the nose. I don't know if it was.
And none of us watched that movie and said, that can't happen.
It drives you nuts because it eats their mind.
Because it's a brain worm. Anyway.
So you can get them in space, too.
I ain't hanging out with any Kennedys. I don't even care if you're related. If your last name's Kennedy, I'm just keeping away from you just in case. They got Lee Harvey worms now. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. It's 8:53. You got a Kennedy near you? Step away. Get a new seating chart. That's what I think. There. And if you're going through a divorce, not a bad defense.
I should get half.
I'll never make another penny again. And then start eating your own feces, because evidently that gets a...
His ex-wife, like, I never knew this.
Gets you a 20% discount on your divorce. Look at me over here eating my own That's how you get it. Yuck. So don't vote for that guy. How is that a presidential candidate also, by the way? That's where we are. That probably
look at the other ones.
I know, but the most reasonable one can say, I could have six worms eating my brains and still be better than what you're about to vote for. And we're all like, he's not wrong. I could have worm after worm just burrowing through my cranium and still be better than what you're about to vote for.
Yeah. And he's gotten out because if it starts going south, the debate.
Right. There. Here's a guy right here whose family has been corrupt forever. In fact, I have information on. What's he talking about? None of this is my fault. I've got the brain worms.
He always leans on that. That's always his go-to, brain worms. Maybe we should open up your head like your brother and your whoever the other ones were and find out if we can get those worms.
Another Kennedy whose skull has to be cracked open to fix it. Run from them. It's 8:54. We're going to make bets next. None of us won our Kentucky Derby bet last week, did we?
No.
Not a soul.
Damn it.
My guy got scratched, but that was the whole point. He was an alternative to begin with. And we'll try to make some money next. It's 98.
It's out of control now. 98. K-U-P-D.